Sports Grill to join John Coffey and Matt Gorder at KXCV's Bearcat Coaches Show live in downtown Maryville.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show as we're broadcasting live from downtown Maryville, Carson Sports Grill. I'm John Coffey alongside with Matt Gorder, and we'll be with you throughout this hour. We've got another good show lined up as we'll have Northwest Women's Soccer Coach Tracy Hosa, along with Northwest Football Coach Adam Dorrell. And our student athletes of the week include a Northwest Senior Basketball player Bryson Williams and Northwest Senior Volleyball player Mackie Keller. So that's all coming up on our show as we've got another good show on hand. And alongside with Matt and me, we've got over here Chris Roush, our sideline reporter, has several giveaways he'll be handing out throughout this evening as well. Reminder that support for the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show comes from the Student Body, screen printing and embroidery, now located near the Northwest campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore, Maryville. Student Body provides Bearcat fan wear, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square, open for lunch or dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 660-582-2699. And as always, we'd like to thank Carson and Renee and the waitstaff for all their work throughout this evening. And again, don't forget, if you have any questions for any of our guests tonight, pick up one of the question cards from Rodney or write out your question, and we'll pass it along to our guests as of the evening goes along. And Matt Gorder, another busy weekend coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. Another one of those weekends where the basketball teams are taking part in classics and, of course, obviously rivalry week for football, and then a big match for volleyball tomorrow. Very important match for volleyball as well. So it's going to be a great weekend to be a Bearcat, that's for sure.
That it is. We'll talk more about all that coming up as the show continues on when we come back. We'll talk a little soccer with Tracy Hosa, the head coach of the Northwest soccer team. That's coming up right after this timeout on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show, broadcast live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee in Maryville. Hy-Vee supplies tailgaters across the Bearcat Nation with their line of Deluso sliced meats, cheeses, salads, and sandwiches. More in store at Maryville Hy-Vee at 1217 South Main.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Welcome back to the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show as we're broadcasting live from downtown Maryville, Carson Sports Grill, and joined now by Tracy Hosa, the head coach of the Northwest soccer team. And Tracy, good to have you with us here this evening.
Thank you.
And your season just concluded here, coming up with a 5-11-2 overall and 3-8-1 conference record. I know you look for better things this year, but it's one of those seasons where if something could go wrong, it seemed like it did go wrong here this season.
You want to say it didn't, but maybe it did. Just with a lot of injuries and just certain things that we saw progress as the year went on, losing back-to-back games with seconds left in the clock. And, you know, those are hard things to get over mentally. And the injuries were a big thing. You know, I didn't really realize. Sometimes we'd sit players out of practice, and, you know, last night listening to Peyton Manning say, you know, the biggest thing is I want to be in practice. And I guess that was the biggest thing, is being able to have all our players practicing all the time. And that was the hardest thing. We could never really get it going with the practices.
And you touched on losing some of the close games early, and it seemed like you just had so many games like that could have gone either way there. That
it could have, particularly at the beginning of the season. And they should have, you know, we should have put some games away with being on target and being a little bit more disciplined in defense. And, you know, that's a little bit hard to get over.
Now, one thing that you talked about, though, was it was a good group to be around all season.
Yeah, they're a very good group. And, you know, what's even more impressive is that they're a very good group now to be around and to listen to and to get feedback from, and text messages saying I'm looking forward to next season already. So that tells you character, and that's very, very promising.
Looking forward to next season already. What are some of the things you want to do with the team in the off season to get them ready for the next year?
Working with Joe Quinlan, being pushed off the ball a little bit. We want to get a little bit stronger. Being a little more fitter when we come in. I thought we were fine, but I don't think we were. So to work on that. Working on a competitive 1v1, and we'll do a lot of those in the off season. And we're going to nail better defending and defending corner kicks.
Now, as far as the recruiting, what are some of the things you look for in recruits for this year?
Yeah, can they pass? Can they tackle? Can they head? We're going to need pick up players in all areas, and we look for speed as well. You don't want to just say all speed, but we got to see skill and a little bit more of a soccer mentality of knowing when and where to play the right ball.
I know one thing too that you've talked about in the past was that your players are often some of your best recruiters as well. When you bring players in to talk about coming in the program, that the players you have on the team really do a good job selling your program.
Absolutely, and alumni are our biggest recruiters right now, it seems. But the players themselves, last week we already had a tryout. We had 13 students in for the tryout, and you know, our players were there, and we asked our players to evaluate those players and give us your top choices, and they did that. And they communicate very well when students are on campus, and you know, they've got to promote the program, got to promote the school, and they're already put in a situation where they have to be very respectful and understand what's going on, and ask to, you know, make sure we get players coming into the university.
By the tryout, what type of athletes came in for that tryout?
All different. You know, we had positions from defenders, midfield forwards. We had some quick kids, some strong kids. It was just a varying group, and we were all kind of unanimous on who the top two were, and we're excited to recruit them.
Now, besides being good athletes on the field, you've got a pretty smart group of kids too. When you look at what came out with the MIAA Academic Honor Roll, 11 members of your team on there.
Yeah, they are very, very studious. They do work hard in the classroom and spend a lot of time in the library, and you know, we got to keep enforcing that with them too, and it's contagious because they pass it on to the incoming students as well. So, yeah, they're very good students.
And like a lot of sports, the time demands on the sports are tough, and when you factor in trying to get the classwork done as well, that really says something when you have 11 members on that academic honor roll, I think.
Yeah, you know, they understand what it takes to be a student athlete, and they take pride in their classroom. And that's very, very important. As the NCAA ad says, you know, there are 450,000 student athletes, and nearly all of them are going to go into some other profession besides their sport.
Well, also, you had three seniors on this team that were named to the All-MIAA squad, defender Jordan Albright with midfielder Anna Calgard, and goalkeeper Kelsey Adams. Those are three pretty good players that got some honors after this season.
Yeah, and they deserve it. You know, I wish they could have gotten a little more. Anna being our leading goal scorer and a hard worker. Jordan, very, very smart goal midfielder. Actually played in midfield as well for us. Would have had a lot more goals or assists as she moved up a lot. And Kelsey, you know, had to sit out the last part of the season as a goalkeeper. Tremendous athlete. The three deserved what they got, and we will miss them. And you know, the good news is we have Anna already back as a coach.
Well, that's not
straight
bad.
Away, he was like, all right, I'm like, okay. And, you know, once Kelsey gets healthy and fit, she'll be back in and help coaching. And Jordan shows up for a tryout, and I was like, I thought it was too soon. She's like, no, coach, I wanted to come up. I'm like, okay. So, you know, they still want to, you know, at the end of the season, Anna was like, I want us to be back where we were. And that's what my goal, because I asked her, what you want your goal to be as a coach, because this is what I want to do. And it was very, very pleasing to see that, that she wants this team back where we were and get higher.
And, boy, they've meant so much to your program through the years.
Oh, you know, they're hard workers. You know, they're no angels. You know, sometimes they get up to mischief and do things. And reminds me of, you know, I was no angel either. But on the field and in the classroom, they're good students. And we know where their heart lays, and that's the most important thing.
And really sets an example for the younger players.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Anna's kind of like the quiet leader, has very few words. I think the most words I got out of her was the end of the season and the whole 4 years. But great role models, you know, and all had, you know, all three had different strengths in different areas. And the players, if you were smart, you'd pick up their strengths and try and be like them.
All right. Well, Tracy, we certainly appreciate you being with us tonight and all season long coming in for the show. So.
Yeah, and thank you so much for having us here. Really appreciate it.
All right.
Thank
again, you betcha. That's Tracy Hosa, the head soccer coach at Northwest Missouri State University. And our thanks to Tracy for being with us this evening, as she has clutched by throughout the year as well, and all the help that she gives us on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. We've got a lot more coming up on the Coaches Show. Coming up next, we'll talk with a couple of the players that we've got here tonight. We've got Bryson Williams and Mackie Keller, and we'll talk to one of those coming up in our next break as the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show continues from downtown Maryville, Carson Sports Grill, right after this timeout.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support for today's game comes from Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes in town or out and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. You can find agent information available at fmnottoway.com. Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Medical Center in Albany. Northwest Medical Center offers inpatient, outpatient, home health, and emergency services with clinics located in Albany, Stanbury, and Grant City. More at northwestmedicalcenter.org.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Back at the Bearcat Coaches Show in downtown Maryville at Carson's as we continue to talk Bearcat sports here. We're going to chat with Mackie Keller, one of the seniors on the Bearcat volleyball team, in just a moment. But I've got a couple of giveaways. First, we've got a Bearcat koozie, and inside of that koozie is a gift card to the student body, and that will go to David Stickelman. So David is the winner of a Bearcat koozie and gift card from the student body and a Bearcat t-shirt going to Sue Poston. So if you are still here, yep, there's Sue right there. Head on up over here, or Chris maybe even will deliver if you smile. But we'll have more giveaways coming up later in the show. And again, as I mentioned, joining us now is Mackie Keller. She is a middle hitter for the Bearcat volleyball team. And Mackie, kind of a big night coming up tomorrow night for you guys, not just obviously with senior night, but it's a pretty big match against Southwest Baptist.
Yeah, it's come down to like one game.
Let's talk about SBU, because you guys did face them earlier this year, got out to an early lead, and ended up losing the match. But what did you guys learn from that match that you hope to take into tomorrow night?
I mean, they're running very, exact same systems that they were running then. So we've picked up a lot of stuff from what their tendencies and what they like to do.
So when you guys get to play a team at home, talk about the advantages of being in Bearcat Arena, because there's, with those rafters, that's got to be unique. What's that like, especially as a hitter, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be different with the sets and things like that. How unique is that compared to most places you guys go?
Well, most places we go have just like a high ceiling and don't have to worry about that. So we practice with those, obviously, and so we know how to play around them. Other teams are really like thrown off by it, so it's kind of an advantage for us, actually.
What are some of the things that you guys did early on in that match against Southwest Baptist that you think will work for you tomorrow night here at home?
We're definitely going to go try to tool them as much as possible, go to our middle early. That's something that we had a lot of success with, and we're trying to hit to right back, just things, a lot of gameplay and stuff that we've been doing this week. So
is there a pretty big sense of urgency knowing that it's kind of playoff time now? If you want a chance to move on, you got to win tomorrow night.
Oh yeah, we're really excited for it. It's a challenge, but we're excited, and it's fun to play all for, you know, for one game.
What's this year been like? Obviously you don't have a team that's loaded with seniors, you know, mm-hmm. and so you guys have, as a couple of seniors, you being one of them, have had to do some teaching as well and try to make sure that you leave a mark on the program. What's it been like for you this year?
With just Bridget and I, we did rely a lot on the junior class too. I mean, they're a huge class and they're upperclassmen, so we did rely on them a lot, and a lot of those girls have been playing since they were freshmen, you know. So we relied on them a lot, but, you know, we tried to just teach from example, and that's kind of what we went for this year as much as possible.
Do you guys get to a point in the year where you really don't think about what class people are, you know, because you've been playing together for so long through a season?
Oh, definitely. I mean, we have some freshmen that are filling roles that, you know, you would think that upperclassmen would be filling, just like vocally and things like that. So it definitely, especially with volleyball, I feel like, you know, you don't always rely on senior leadership, you know.
This last half of the season has to have been a lot more fun. You guys spent so much time on the road at the start of the season. Did that make the last half of the year a little bit more fun, having so many home games?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was, in the beginning, it was hard to be on the road a lot. I mean, and it just flew by because we were, I mean, at school like 3 days a week, and then we'd be on the road for the remaining half. But it's been awesome to play at home. So fun.
How tough is it to, when you're traveling that much, to keep up with like schoolwork and stuff like that?
You know, you definitely have to plan ahead and work ahead. We have a lot of times like in the hotel where we'll be doing schoolwork and stuff when we can. But it's definitely challenging. You have to communicate with your professors and stuff like that, you know.
You've played a lot of volleyball the last couple of seasons here at Northwest. And as we mentioned, you and Bridget will be honored tomorrow as part of Senior Day. Just talk about some of the experiences in playing here and being a Bearcat that you will remember most once you're done playing here.
Being here, I've made lifelong friends. Just like my teammates are my best friends, really. So that's going to be most of the experiences and memories that I have, and just like the family atmosphere in Bearcat Arena is awesome. I mean, we always have so many athletes at our games, and it's just fun to be able to have that kind of family when you're playing and everyone's rooting for you, and it's just really cool.
And you're kind of one of those that takes the once a Bearcat, always a Bearcat to a new level, since you were a Bearcat before,
yeah,
being a green Bearcat. You were a blue, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
yep.
A Bearcat in Kearney, Nebraska. So
yep.
That's kind of neat. Neat opportunity, I guess, to
yeah,
not have to worry about changing mascots when you went on to college.
I know. Yep.
Biology and biochemistry. What do you have plans for after school yet?
That's actually just my minor.
Okay.
I have an org-com major, but I want to do something in healthcare. So that's ideally the plan after.
Is there like a specific field, or is it kind of open right now?
It's really open. I'm going to look to apply in some places in like Kansas City and like bigger areas. that's what I kind of want to gravitate towards more. But yeah, just something general in healthcare. I'm pretty open, you know, just starting out. So
yeah, and is that something you've kind of always wanted to do, be in healthcare?
Yeah.
Growing up?
I mean, I've always been interested in medicine, and at first I was kind of like, oh, I want to be a doctor. And then the more and more I, you know, thought about it, went through school, I was like, you know, maybe I just want to stick to the healthcare side. So
yeah, because you could have another 10, 12 years of school.
Yeah, I'm not trying to do that.
Well, Mackie, good luck to you guys tomorrow. Senior night at Bearcat Arena, mm-hmm. 7 o'clock start. Hopefully we can see a big crowd out there to cheer you guys on tomorrow night.
Yeah.
That is Mackie Keller. She's a middle hitter and a senior, one of two seniors for the Bearcat volleyball team. Again, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at Bearcat Arena. Head on out and enjoy the volleyball match. They need to get a win tomorrow night to try to get into the MIAA postseason tournament. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back, and we'll hear from Bryson Williams, one of the men's basketball players for Northwest Missouri State. After this, you're listening to the Bearcat Coaches Show here from Carson's in downtown Maryville.
Today's game is brought to you in part by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties at 562-7562 or MarylandMoRealEstate.net.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by East Hill Shopping Center at Frederick Boulevard and Belt Highway in St. Joseph. At 45 minutes from Maryville, East Hills offers new restaurants, including Five Guys, Panchero's Mexican Grill, and Golden Corral. More at shopeasthills.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at NorthwestBearcats.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Welcome back to the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from downtown Maryville at Carson Sports Grill. And before we talk to Bryson Williams, a senior on the Northwest men's basketball team, we've got a couple more giveaways to hand out here. And first of all, we have a Northwest coffee mug, and this will go to Jim Bagby. So Jim over here gets a Northwest coffee mug. So here we go, as Chris is delivering that right now. And also, we got a Bearcat koozie and a student body gift card, and this will go to Lynn Felton. So Lynn also a winner. So that table is doing pretty well here today. Again, as we mentioned, Bryson Williams is with us. And Bryson, good to have you back for another season in Bearcat Green.
Thank you for having me.
And let's just kind of talk about coming back for your senior season here and some of the expectations you have. First of all, let's just kind of talk from a team standpoint. What are some of the goals the team has right now?
The goal is always to win, but we're trying to take it one game at a time. Coming off of a loss, we just want to focus on this next game and execute the best we can.
And individually, what are you looking for out of your season this year?
I'm just trying to bring whatever I can to this team so we can win. If that's leadership, playing hard, getting my teams open, my teammates open for open shots on the court. But my main thing is just to make sure everybody comes ready to go for practice, games, and just get after it.
And I know last weekend you were able to get out onto the court for real with the first two games of the regular season, a trip up to Marshall, Minnesota, and you split the two games up there. Just talk a little bit about getting out and after. It probably seems like an awful lot of time on the practice floor getting out and playing for real.
It always feels good to play other teams and, come together with your team to face other opponents. And, I felt we played really good our first game. Executed the scouting report and everything. The second game didn't go as well. Just wasn't as ready. But, it felt great. It really did.
Now, this time of year, and you've got the same situation this weekend where you play a couple games in back-to-back days. What kind of challenges does that present when trying to prepare for that second game?
You know, the first game's always the easiest because you have, you know, all week to prepare for that game. And then after that game, it's a short night and you play the next game. So you really got to stay focused on what coach is talking about on the scouting report and just execute the best you can. And, you know, just play hard and just listen to coach and hope he just guides us in the right way.
So one of the things about this coaching staff that really seems to be one of the strengths is that how prepared they get you guys for each opponent.
Yeah, I feel we do a great job of, you know, scouting and them just telling strengths and weaknesses of the teams. And, you know, I feel that's where we also have another strength is having coaches that can scout really well, and it just makes our job easier because all we got to do is come to practice, work hard, and you know the rest, and just execute, and the rest will take care of itself.
One thing about your non-conference schedule this year, you're not playing too many patsies out of this. You opened up last week Upper Iowa, which is a team that's really coming on and made it to the playoffs last year. Southwest Minnesota, the tough loss on Sunday. Now this weekend, you look ahead, you've got another strong team you'll play tomorrow night with Midwestern State. And then William Jewell to wrap things up in the Olier Classic down in St. Joseph. And I would imagine that games like that really help prepare you to get into the NIAA's portion of your schedule.
Yeah, it always helps to play teams like that. You know, it shows where we're at as a team and just also, like, it gives us a challenge to see where we're at. And, you know, there's always this year we have high expectations. You know, we don't try not to rely on that too much, you know, but it always gives you a motivation to play them type of teams.
Now, you came to the Bearcat program out of St. Joseph Lafayette to begin with and left for a brief period before coming back to finish up here. Just kind of talk about what it means to be able to come back into this Bearcat program for you.
Oh, it feels great. You know, it's right down the street from my hometown. A lot of support. Family and friends come up to games here. When we play back in St. Joe, I get a lot of support there and in the Maryville area.
So you're looking forward to going down to St. Joe this weekend and playing a couple games down there?
Yeah, it's always fun. You know, I get a lot of support down there from family and friends, like I said. And, you know, just that's the hometown. So it's always a great feeling to play there.
What are some of the goals you have after basketball now? Just talk a little bit about some of the things that you want to see career-wise down the line.
I really want to help the youth and the kids, and just I want to kind of go into training kids and teaching kids basketball, but more along the life skills and, you know, being responsible, hard work, dedication, and, you know, just getting them ready for life.
And that's always a nice goal to have, and it sounds like a nice way to head for your career after graduation.
Yeah, I hope everything plans out right.
Well, one thing we want to talk to you about before we let you go, too, it seems like one of the skills that you've had through the years is a very consistent free throw shooter. And, again, that's one of those things that I imagine just takes a lot of time in the gym and just to keep practice and practice for the game situations.
Yeah, free throws is very important. You know, they win games and lose games. And, you know, right now I'm not shooting a very high percentage as I would like. But, you know, I'm going to keep working on it and keep going to the free throw line, and I'll eventually knock them down.
Yeah, I think one of the things about your game is you'll get to the line a little bit, it seems like.
Yeah, that's one of my strengths, I feel like, is, you know, getting to the rim, try to finish or get fouled, and, you know, maybe either put one of their best players in foul trouble or just if it's just getting us some points on the board.
And this year's team is also a group that has been around a while. You've had some guys that have come up through the years, and really it looks like this could be a special year for you, but just from the standpoint of you guys know each other so well.
Yeah, we've been together for, you know, 3-4 years. A lot of us, or actually almost all of us, is out of high school and been together. So, you know, it's high expectations, like everybody says, and we know that, but we also know that we got to come ready and prepared because we're going to get everybody's best shot, especially when you start talking about numbers of, you know, preseason number 2 in the conference, and everybody keeps saying we can win a national championship, Elite Eight. Well, when you get them type of things going through your head, you forget the little things and the small things, how hard you worked for to get to that point. And that's all we just got to keep in mind is, you know, just come prepared every day.
And does it help that you guys have been together so long to be able to keep that focus on what the goal is this year?
Yeah, that helps a lot because we can actually talk to each other without anybody getting mad or even if someone, you know, yells at another player. We know that it's to help each other out and it's not, you know, I'm putting someone down. It's just like another coach on the floor.
All right. Well, Bryson, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
Okay, that's Bryson Williams, senior basketball player on the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball program. And again, Bryson will be in action with the rest of the team tomorrow night, actually tomorrow afternoon down in St. Joseph as Northwest opens up playing the Hilliard Classic. They have a 4 o'clock start time in that matchup with Midwestern State. We'll have that broadcast beginning at 3:40 with our program tomorrow afternoon. But again, that's the basketball tomorrow. We'll tell more about our broadcast schedule for this weekend with both football and basketball. But coming up next, we'll be talking football as Coach Adam Dorr will be with us and talk about their big win over Emporia, and then look ahead toward a matchup with Missouri Western. That's coming up as the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show continues from downtown Maryville Carson Sports Grill right after this timeout.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information is available at 816-806-7777.
Today's game is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Dion and Jody Roush at Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Bearcat Lanes offers open bowling sessions daily, league bowling, lane rentals for private events, as well as programs for kids. More online at BearcatLanes.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes in part from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com.
And welcome back to the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show, as we'll be joined by Adam Dorr, the head coach of the Northwest football team, a little bit later on during our program here. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and we got AD coming in here in just a moment. But Matt, we might talk a little bit about our broadcast schedule this weekend. A busy one starting tomorrow afternoon with Bearcat men's basketball as Northwest in action against Midwestern State. And then Saturday, busy day. We've got both men's and women's basketball to go along with football.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, you're going to have the opportunity to hear any and all of that one way or another. So you need to pick the events you want to make sure you get tuned into and find out where they're at this weekend.
All right. We'll tell you more as the show goes along here. But joined now by Adam Dorr, the head coach of the Bearcat football team. And AD, a good win for your team last Saturday with the win over Emporia State.
Yeah, thank you. It was a great win, and proud of our kids. Played really hard and thought we did some really good things. And that we really took control of the football game in the third quarter, you know, which I think is a sign of potentially be having a good team, and took advantage of some of their mistakes. And, you know, DJ Nader's interception in the third quarter, I just really thought set the tempo for our entire football team the rest of the game, and had some big plays, did a great job on third down conversions. And so just a really great team effort on the road in a big game, you know, against an undefeated team. So, you know, proud of our kids. They came to play again, and we just played at a high level.
You know, you guys have played in a lot of big games this year, but it just never seems like going into it, you guys have a lot of those concerns. You know, this is a big game. This is a top 10 team. You know, I know I've heard and seen with other opponents, they say, oh, this is a fourth straight top 10 opponent or their fourth straight ranked opponent. Doesn't seem like you guys have any of that talk because it's just the next opponent, and it seems to really help you out when you get into a game. There's no concern except playing football.
Yeah, I think it does. I think you just, you know, you try to focus on what you can control. Obviously, we can't control the schedule and play who they put in front of us, and it just happens to stack up like that at the end. So yeah, we try not to get too caught up in that. I think it I think it just helps ease your kids, kind of get them into the game a little bit even flow and get in there and go. And just we kind of approach it as, you know, we set some goals each week, kind of keys to victory, things we're looking to do, and then just go out and play and have fun. You know, I think that's really important this time of year. I think a lot of people get caught up a little bit in the pressure of the game and thinking about the what ifs, or what if we don't do this, what if we do this, and you know where we're at. You know a lot of that stuff you can't control, but try to go out and have a great attitude and effort and have fun. I think that's really important. We really try to focus on that this week again, just trying to have fun. And you know, how many teams can say they're playing 10-0 at this time of year, playing in November, playing at a high level, and you know, relatively injury free? And so there's just a lot to be thankful for.
Hey, one of the things that that's really strikes me about this squad is you don't do a lot of things to beat yourself. You're out there, not a lot of turnovers, not a lot of penalties. It just seems like it's a very disciplined team this year.
Yeah, well, we're trying. Penalties have been down. You know, there's some of the things we focused on in the offseason. Had way too many holding calls, just what I would term stupid penalties last year. And so we focused on that in spring football, and I think that's coming around, and you're seeing that right now. We're not turning the ball over. We spend a lot of time talking about that and working on it. And the thing I feel good about is I really believe our offensive kids believe that, you know, we're great on defense, and they try to take care of the football for our defense.
Does that take some of the pressure off of the offensive side?
No, yeah, I think it does. I think it does a lot. You know, I think, you know, you're going to get a great defensive effort each week, you know, because we feel like we have good talent, good schemes, and our kids believe in what we're doing, and we're deep. I really do think it helps a little bit, kind of get your quarterbacks and offensive guys settled in a little bit. And more importantly, I just try not to press, and I think that's important. And, you know, goes into that, we feel, I know our offensive guys feel really good about our punter. I mean, we feel like we've got one of the best punters, you know, in the country, and they rely on him a lot.
By feeling so good about what the defense can do, also, does that maybe change the way you think about play calling from time to time, knowing that the defense has you guys back a little bit?
Well, I think so. We one of the things we've talked about this week is, you know, go down and play to win, and you know, that's important to what we're doing. We're going to try to go down there and play to win, but yeah, it does. I mean, you don't ever want to do anything and put your guys in a bad position, and then obviously, if you're fortunate enough to get a lead, I think you kind of got to be smart a little bit with what you're doing and trying to manage the game a little bit. And especially this time of year, you know, the leaves are falling off the trees and it's getting cold and the wind's kicking up. You know, it's going to be rainy and windy on Saturday. And we've tried to practice like that this week. And so try to manage the game a little bit with a great defense.
Well, I'll tell you one thing you guys have done this year. You've made a believer out of me. I have never thought two quarterback systems could work. I mean, it is so rare. Have you guys made it work this year?
You know, it starts with our senior. I mean, I did a radio interview today with the MIAA Network, and I was talking to the guys on there, and they were, you know, they struggled with that a little bit. I just, you got a guy who's unselfish, and I'm just telling you, when you got a kid who's leading the country in pass efficiency, and he willingly comes out of a game, and I mean, there's just, that doesn't happen everywhere. And so, you know, that's the thing I feel really good about. We're a very unselfish football team, and I hope people realize that. I know our kids do. The rest of our team realizes the sacrifices that Trevor's making to help our football team be great. And, you know, the thing I've always said, that, you know, it's really paid off this year. I don't know if Brady would have been able to come in at Arrowhead and play at the level he did if he didn't have any experience going into that game. And, you know, where would we be sitting right now if we would have lost down there? So it's working out great, but it's working out because we've got great senior leadership. We've got kids that are unselfish. You know, our kids love each other, and they believe in what we're doing.
The thing about the way you're using the two quarterbacks, too, sometimes you see in a two-quarterback system, it's from a series to series, but you're putting in the quarterbacks from play to play at different times.
Yeah, we are, and that's been a little bit, you know, coming back off Trevor's injury and just trying to be smart with him a little bit. But, yeah, and I think it just diversifies what we're doing on offense. It makes us tough to defend, and you know, was certainly, you've seen other people maybe try to do that in the past, kind of the wildcat stuff, but the kid they're putting in can't throw the football. The kid we're putting in, he can throw the football. So what we've seen is people kind of being a little bit vanilla with us, and towards the end of the game last week, you know, Emporia started, you know, crouching down. And there's probably a couple more things we could have done with Brady, but, you know, again, at the time, we're up by three, four scores, and you just want to be smart then. So it's a lot of fun. I know that. It's a lot of fun for us game planning Sunday and Monday.
Fun seems to come out a lot with you guys. And, you know, when you think of it as a fan, you think, well, they're winning games. It looks like they're having fun on the field. You think a lot of game day. But you guys really extended fun to practice, it sounds like. How big of a key has that been, carrying the fun over to the preparation side of it?
Well, I think it's important because at the end of the day, it is a game, you know, and I think it's important for us and our staff that our kids have fun. I think if your kids are having fun and they're happy, it's going to do a lot of things for you. It's going to make your practices better. I think it's going to take the pressure off kids, and they're going to go out and perform the way they can and not feel pressured. I also think it really helps in recruiting. I think that when we bring kids on campus and they see us practicing and they see us doing that stuff, and our kids are talking to our recruits about that, and it's from the heart and they believe it, I think it just helps you with recruiting too. And so we're just trying to take that approach. We always have here. We've done that for a long time, and we just try to have fun, and we really preach it, and our kids really carry it out.
I think one of the reasons you're able to do that too is not only in practice, but, you know, these guys that do a lot of in the practice get into the games. You're so deep, you run two or three deep at times where the guys know that they're going to get some meaningful playing time.
Yeah, and again, a lot goes into that as far as what you achieved by that as your team. But, you know, again, it goes back to the quarterback deal. If you're getting a kid that's getting some meaningful snaps against Central Missouri, Pittsburgh State, you know, this time of year, if Clint Hunter or somebody goes down, Bryce Young, the guy coming in for him, you know, you can't just throw your game plan out the window, and they have to have some experience and be calm and be able to go in there and execute. So it helps, but I think you get a lot out of them at practice, and they really show up Monday energized, you know, even if they played 18, 20 snaps, and so they knew they had a hand in helping us win. And so that's just a philosophical thing that we've always had and will continue to have. And, again, it makes it a lot more fun at practice when kids are having a hand in what we're doing.
Now, I know you guys do a self-evaluation throughout the year, kind of scout yourselves,
yeah,
that sort of thing. If you were playing you right now, what are some of the things that you're doing well that would scare you if you were an opposing coach?
Well, I think the biggest thing we're doing defensively, because, I mean, our team right now is built around us playing great defense and great special teams. But I think the thing that would bother me a little bit as a head coach is we're getting pressure on the quarterback without having to blitz. And anytime you can do that at any level of football, you just make yourself that much better. We're not, you know, you blitz, you got to play man coverage, or you got to play a zone blitz behind it, and there's only so much you can do. When you're doing what we're doing, we can change our front up from an odd front to an even front. We can run a lot of line games with it, but the biggest thing, we're changing up our coverages, and that's tough for quarterbacks, especially young quarterbacks. And so that's the biggest thing. And then flip it over to offense. If you look at the number of our kids that have catches, you know, receptions, the two running back system, I think it's just hard to focus on who we're going to the ball. You know, yeah, it's great to have a guy at times like, you know, Jake Soy pops in my head in the red zone. But with that said, we also got a lot of people bracketing him. And you look at his production as his career went on, it went down. Just people are keen on him. So I think it's hard to key on one receiver or one back for us right now, which I think makes us potent.
I thought one of the keys Saturday in the win over Emporia was you just wore down the lines for Emporia. And it was really noticeable, I thought, on the offensive side, where their offensive line for Emporia just really looked tired there in the fourth.
Yeah, I agree. And again, that's just a relentless pass rush. You know, as I said, it's like we're like a hockey line right now. We're rotating about 9 to 10 defensive linemen, and they're just not warm bodies either. We're putting guys in there that got high energy guys playing with motors that are good athletes, and anytime they're getting pushed on, you know, no lineman's getting pushed on for that long 60 minutes. And we do so many games, and the fronts change up. I think we can wear people down potentially a little bit mentally too throughout the course of 60 minutes because we just attack.
You know, you're talking about the special teams. You guys have been so good on special teams this year. KG, man, I tell you, when I go in to talk to him, I want to play special teams.
Yeah,
you know, he fires you up.
He does.
You know, and that's, I know you've talked about having starters that want to be a part of the special teams. That's got to be a big part of it, just knowing you've got a coach that's going to get them fired up about that part of the game.
Yeah, it is. You got a guy, you want a guy there that has a high energy guy that gets kids to believe in what we're doing, and he certainly does that. And, you know, you look at the intensity that he brings to the office every day and our football program. It's not surprising to me. He was a teammate of mine, so I got to see it firsthand every day. You know, he's always been like that ever since he showed up to Maryville. And, you know, I'm just proud of him. For example, Mo West, they've run 9 different pump formations this year and just really tried to cause a lot of confusion before the punt, and they've run, I think, 3 fakes, and just the time that he has to spend on showing our kids that and the video breakdown, it takes a lot of time on his part, but he does it right each week, and he's very diligent with our kids, and we've had to spend extra time this week doing it, but hey, that's what you got to do this time of year.
And again, we'll talk more about that Missouri Western matchup when we come back and talk with the head coach of the Bearcats, Adam Dorrell. That's coming up right after this timeout as the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show continues from downtown Maryville at Carson Sports Grill.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. Today's game is brought to you by Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane, 562-3882 or 582-3512.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Schreck Auto in Maryville. Lou Schreck and his team provide automotive care from tune-ups to oil changes to brakes and major repairs. More at 562-4884 or in shop at 125 East South Avenue in Maryville.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for today's game comes from Pizza Hut in Maryville. Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at pizzahut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Welcome back to the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show as we're broadcasting live from downtown Maryville, Carson Sports Group. Before we talk more with the head coach of the Bearcats, Adam Dorrell, we've got a couple more giveaways to hand out. The recipient of a Bearcat t-shirt goes to Don Turner. So Don Turner gets a Bearcat t-shirt.
You mean to take that for you? I want this next thing.
I know it might come in handy.
Yeah, absolutely.
A Bearcat stocking cap goes to Brandy McClurg. So Brandy McClurg gets a Bearcat stocking cap. Those be kind of handy on the sidelines.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so again, you got kind of an important game coming up on Saturday. But always when you play Missouri Western, but a lot of things riding on this game over on top, just the rivalry with the Griffins.
Yeah, there's it's a big game, but anytime you play them, it always is, and it's a good rivalry, good healthy rivalry. But certainly, there's a lot on the line, and we've just tried to take the approach of what we're doing, and we're trying to. Can't capture a conference championship by ourselves and keep home field advantage throughout the playoffs, play back at home at Bearcat Stadium, earn a week off with the bye, which I think is just huge in my experience with it, not just physically to rest, but mentally get a couple days to rest. And so, we've talked about that all week. Those are the things we're playing for. And, yeah, it's a rivalry game, but whether you're playing Mo West or Southwest Baptist or whoever, that's – our goals, our objectives, what we're trying to earn. You know, those three things are really important.
And obviously, you know, you're going to prepare and everything the same, whether it's a rival or not. But is there just a little bit of a different feel in practice?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, anytime you're that, the proximity between your universities is that close. I mean, it's, you know, our kids know a lot of their kids and vice versa. And, you know, I think it's a good healthy rivalry. But, yeah, there's always a little extra added to it. And that's, you know, ever since I've grown up and playing. And, you know, I think it's a little bit more this year for them. You know, right now they're outside in on the playoffs. And, you know, I'm not sure a win will even get them into the playoffs. And so, but, you know, they're looking at it like they have to win. And so, you know, it's just going to add a little extra more to it.
And as far as you look at Missouri Western this season, what are some of the things that stand out when you scout them this year?
Well, you start with their offense. I mean, it'll be the best offensive line we've played this year. They're a big physical group. They know what they are. They have an identity, and they don't waver from that. They want to smash the football down your throat, and they're trying to line up with two tight ends and do it, running the read option play. Probably not as much as they have in the past. You know, they're just probably trying to limit, you know, Travis getting hit. I don't think they have maybe a solid backup like they've had in the past years, a kid with a lot of experience, that is. And so I think they're trying to limit him getting hit. But certainly whenever they need a play on third and short, fourth down, you know, Travis is either going to have the ball in his hand running it or throwing it. They're relying on him to do that. But O-line, you know, a four-year starting quarterback, running back who's a freshman. He's got a lot of wiggle. He's hitting it right now, leading the league in rushing. But I think a lot of what he's doing, he's kind of getting lost behind that big O-line of theirs, and he's just a talented young man. And tight end, they're throwing the ball to tight end a lot, flexing him out, trying to get him matched up on linebackers. And so that's a big thing we're seeing from him offensively right now.
When you talk about that O-line, I know Coach Partridge earlier today was talking about how their run blocking with that O-line is especially good. Do you find they're better blocking in the run game than maybe they are in the passing game?
Yeah, they're just, you know, that's their identity. They want to line up and try to, you know, shove the football down your throat and minimize how many times their snaps they're playing on defense. You know, they're good on defense, but they're trying to not put their defense in a bad position. And yeah, they're good at it. They know what they do, and they're not running what I would term a lot of schemes. I mean, they're an inside zone team. They're going to try to double your D tackle, double your nose, tie up your defensive ends, and they try to make seams by getting double team. They really don't worry about getting off to linebackers a lot. They're trying to push people into the linebackers and make them bow and just make some seams in there. So they do a good job formationally too, and trying to limit your safety's ability to come down and support the run.
How would you compare this offensive line to what you've seen so far this year?
They'd be the best we've seen. Just experience, the guys that they have back as far as their athleticism and strength. It's the best offensive line we've seen.
Now, in terms of what you guys want to do offensively, I mean, you know that the defense, there's some opportunities there for the offense. Weather could play a factor
Sure. This
week. Now, on game day, obviously, it plays a factor. Does it play a factor a little bit in preparation where you try to think, you know, are we going to be able to do this? Should we do this? Or do you just prepare no matter what the weather is going to be?
Yeah, we just prepare no matter what. The one thing we do, we always check the weather on Monday or Sunday, and then you just follow it. By the time you get to the practice field, if it looks like rain, we practice with a wet ball all week. And about every third play, we throw a wet ball in there. And it's over-exaggerated. The thing's been dunked in a 5-gallon bucket of water, and it's hard to throw. But that's what you want. You want it hard for your quarterback, hard for the guys to catch it, and you just try to go worst-case scenario on that a little bit and just try to get it in your kids' head a little bit, what they need to be ready for. But as far as play calling and what you're trying to do, it doesn't change that a lot. You'll probably get your quarterback. Our quarterback's a smart kid. If he's going against the wind, he'll know what throws he can make and throws he can't make, and, you know, he'll go from there.
Talk about having fun playing. You go into the last game of the season. As we talked about, a lot riding on this game in several aspects. But how much fun is it going to be to play in the type of atmosphere you're going to have down in St. Joseph?
Well, we're excited. I mean, you know, the last time we played down there in a playoff game, I mean, I don't know the numbers, but I know our crowd was phenomenal. I remember coming out. I won't ever forget that. When we came running on the field, you look right into them, and it was just unbelievable, our crowd. And pretty much everybody I've talked to is going to the game, so we're hoping that'd be great. I told our staff today, my utopia would be for them to have a false start on offense because our crowd was so loud on the road. I think that'd be just awesome. You know, we had one of those last week at Emporia State. I thought our crowd was great. So we're excited about that. Our kids, you'd be surprised how energizing that is for kids when they come out there and to look at their home side and then to look at our visitor side and to know we have just as many people. It's a pretty neat deal.
Is there a way, can you kind of step back and, because like I was talking to a guy today who isn't a Missouri Western fan or a Northwest fan, he said, I'm going to go to the game just because he sees this as a good football game.
Sure.
I mean, can you guys look at it that way? I mean, say, man, this is college football right here on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. I do. You know, the thing, I'm very fortunate to have the job I have. I've said that numerous times, and, you know, I'm very proud of that. But the thing that really helps me is I've worked at other universities where football wasn't that important there, or we weren't very good. And so, trust me when I tell you, I appreciate every Saturday. Every Saturday is like Christmas to me. And when you're playing with a great group of kids like we have, we just have a very unselfish football team right now. And I get up in the morning, and I'm very thankful I have the job that I have, and I get to go to work every day and see kids that are smiling and having fun, and they're good student athletes. And so, yeah, I soak in Saturdays, every one, and I will this one. And it's, you know, I don't look at it as pressure. I look at it as a great opportunity for our football team and to take that next step to get better and control our own destiny.
One final thing here, Adam. I was talking to a Maryville grad earlier this week, 93 grad. He says, how about that class of 1993 at Maryville High School?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good one. It's a good one. You know, look at a lot of guys that we played with. It's funny. I get a chance to stay in touch with them. And Webb, obviously, very proud of what he's doing. And not just winning football games, but what he's doing with those kids out there. And, you know, I was telling the media people today, I don't know if a lot of people, but the way I understand it, the 7th grade football team was undefeated. The 8th grade football team in Maryville's undefeated. Freshman team's undefeated. JV team's undefeated. High school's undefeated. And the college is undefeated. Now, how many towns across America?
Yeah.
I don't know, you can throw a city in there. How many cities can say that they have that going for their football programs right now? So, you know, we're blessed to have the type of the people we have in this town and this community.
Between you and Webb, I'd hate to be the first one to lose. I want to hear on that phone call.
Hey, I tell you what, they're playing good football right now. Just proud of those kids. Those kids play hard, and I wish I could see them Saturday. But, yeah, I already talked to him. He'll give me the huddle link, so I'll be able to watch their game Sunday. Might even do it Saturday night just to see how they're playing.
All right. Well, Adam, thanks all for being with us.
Thanks.
Okay, and that's Adam Dorrell, the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State football team. We'll be back and wrap up this edition of the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show right after this timeout as we're broadcasting live from downtown Maryville at Carson Sports Grill.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from Bram Danfelt Funeral Home in Maryville at 206 East South Hills Drive. Director Jeff Bram provides families with pre-arrangements, burial, and cremation services. More at bramfuneralhome.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development. More at MaryvilleMO.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from MTE Office Centers with locations in Maryville and Cameron. Providing computers, printing, networking furniture, and office supplies since 1935, MTE Office Center at 216 East 3rd in Maryville and 811 South Walnut in Cameron.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. So we're broadcasting live from downtown Maryville, Carson Sports Grill. And Matt, as we wrap things up, busy weekend for us as we'll be covering basketball and football. We might kind of run down the schedule real quickly here. First of all, tomorrow with the men's basketball, 4 o'clock tip-off, 3:40 pregame with Midwestern State down at St. Joseph at the Hillier Classic. And then Saturday, we've got football beginning at 2:37. We'll be on there at 1:30 with Bearcat Game Day, sponsored by Hy-Vee down in St. Joseph for the Missouri Western game. And then shortly after that, men's basketball and women's basketball. The men with another game with William Jewell. That's a 6:30 tip-off. Airtime provided. Football is over by that time. 6:10 with our pregame. And then the women starting an hour later with their matchup as the Winstead Reeves Classic gets underway.
Yeah, that's kind of the nerve-wracking part. There's been so many close games on the football field in the last few years between Northwest and Missouri Western. I don't want to say the OT word, but you always wonder about overtime, because I know there's a lot of fans that are going to try to take in both football and basketball on Saturday, which is an awesome opportunity.
The Winstead Reeves Classic Northwest opens up with Truman State, 7:30 start time, or air time, 7:10 on the internet stream with KXCV.org, and we'll be joining that live as soon as the men's game's over with.
So. Yeah, absolutely. So no matter who you want to know about, you'll be able to find about it this weekend.
And we also need to have this announcement, too, that there's a new member of the Bearcat family. As Patty Ann Nielsen joins the Bearcat family as a development and external affairs at Northwest. Scott Nielsen and his wife Betsy had a new baby.
Yeah, you know, I've been seeing Scott the last few weeks, and you know, you could kind of tell the nervousness was there. It's almost here, but congratulations to both of them and the family. I know it's a very exciting time.
Yeah, and a reminder, the support for the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square, open for lunch or dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. You're listening to KXCV Maryville, KRNW, Chillicothe.
Be sure to join us this Friday at noon for...